Okay, so as a way of getting started, tell us what your band name is.
Lewis Yule, and my project is Globe Cage. That is my name. I got it from I got the name when watching a cartoon. It was these two characters were going to a different world, and it was like a prison. It was like a planet dedicated to a prison, and it was like all metal. And they're like, "Your next mission is to go to Globe Cage." And I'm like, "That's it. I'm taking that name." So,
Hell yeah.
yeah, that's how it generated. Yeah, from a little cartoon. So, yeah, it wasn't even looking out for a band name either. It's just like, oh, that's it. 100%. I'm taking it.
Hey, when genius happens, you grab it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, what event in your life brought you to music, and what made you want to be a musician?
So, I'll start with what made me want to be a musician. I started with the violin when I was 5, and it was for Christmas. I wanted a guitar, and I was like, "Mom, I want a guitar." And she's like, "No, I said I wanted a violin." That's what I said. I'm like, "Mom, I want a violin." And she goes, "Oh, he probably means a guitar. He's probably getting them mixed up." And I go, and so they get me a little rinky-dinky guitar. It was not a legitimate guitar. It was a guitar cut out a piece of plywood and with elastics put on each thing. It was not a real guitar. I was only 5. Like, you can give me anything, you know what I mean? I would have been happy. But for Christmas, they I was expecting a violin, and my mom comes around the corner, and she has this guitar, a wind guitar, and I got so fucking mad. I fucking smashed it in half, and I was on the floor, and I was like, "I wanted a violin." And so she got me a violin, and then I stuck with the violin for fuck I stuck with the violin for 17 years, and I quit when I went to the city, and because the commute to go to my private teacher was just too long. So yeah, I stopped after like 17 years, 16, 17 years I stopped. And then I was living by myself, and I couldn't play the violin because I was living with other people in the city. And I was like, I might as well just get into electronic music. So I started writing disco, like new disco stuff. I was having fun with it, and you know what I mean. I was just wasn't taking it seriously. It was just like a learning curve. And my friend sent me a link to, oh my gosh, it was Telephone Tel Aviv, Sound in a Dark Room. And this track will change your life forever if you're a musician. I'm telling you've got to listen to this track. What as soon as I listened to it, I was like, holy shit! I had no idea music could sound this good. I'm like, I like not sound this good. I didn't know this was a way of making music. I didn't even know it existed. It's like finding out a whole new genre of music, which was IDM at the time. That's when I found it. I was IDM. And I was like, this is what I gotta write. I'm like, I gotta get into this shit. And so then I started, then it was a learning curve, was about like a year for electronic music. And then after a year, I was like, all right, like I'm ready to get serious. And I discovered other genres. I discovered Witch House. A bit of industrial. There was Witch House Industrial. I really got into like a cinematic effects, and I really like putting that in my music. It sounds like you're listening to like a movie soundtrack or something like that, like you're sitting in a movie. And IDM are the two things I really got into. And I'm like, man, if I combine these two, like all of these together, I'm like, and create like a whole new like animal, I'm like, I can do this. And then that's when what was it? Disgrace? No, not Disgrace. Yeah, I think it was Disgrace. Yeah, came out. That was like my first single. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it. Yeah, it's for so I've been doing electronic music for 2 years.
Well, I think it's excellent. And with the cinematic aspect, it's definitely evident on your Instagram. It's you got some really cool stuff going on with that.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, it's like a new type of industrial. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I never, I guess so. I guess it is. It does have industrial elements. So I'm like, yeah, because I never put myself under one genre. It's always a mixture of stuff. But because I couldn't put it into one genre, I didn't. Not to sound like, like, oh, what's the word? Not to sound like self-centered or prejudiced or not to sound like, you know what I mean. I don't want to sound like
snobby,
like,
pigeon-toed.
Oh, I'm creating a new genre. And I'm like, no. It's just a mixture of a whole bunch of shit that I like. Nero. You know the drum and bass duo Nero?
I've heard of it. I haven't heard a lot of it.
Okay, they're super super popular. They're playing here in Toronto.
Oh, this weekend. Nice.
Yeah. They really influenced one track from August. I think I'm pronouncing that right. From Nero really influenced me too, because they added these like weird like vocal effects, and I was like, oh, that's really really cool. So I started using like those like vocal effects and everything. But yeah, it was August. by Nero and Sound in a Dark Room by Telefon Tel Aviv. You put those two tracks together and that's my sound. Like that's those two tracks are what influenced me like 100%.
Excellent. Yeah. And any of the information you give me for that, I'll put onto the podcast so people in the show notes so people can check that out as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So as far as genre, it's going to be hard to kind of box you in.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, yeah.
You know, so as far as that question, we'll kind of, you know, kind of move through that and kind of get towards what drives your passion for music and what direction do you see yourself going in?
Oh my gosh, 100%. It's like not my music that drives my passion. Like it's other artists that drive my passion. Like I boast about other artists more than I do my own stuff. Like I'd be like, oh my God, did you hear this guy? And like he released this, and I'll like tell their backstories and stuff like that. And like Nine Inch Nails is doing a side project called The Black Queen, and like, oh my gosh, I'm just so like, I boast about other people's stuff more than I do my own, but they influence me a lot, and they're the ones that drive me to be like, oh man, I like, you know what I mean? They get me pumped, and I'm like, they're the ones that get me back in the studio. And I'm like, oh, like, I got to do this. And like, when someone releases something new, I'm like, yes. And it gives me that, you know what I mean? That energy. But it's like 100% it's other artists. Like, you tell me to talk about myself. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I do music and blah, 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 and all this. And I'm like, oh, but did you hear about this? You know, this band or whatever. Yeah, it's other artists. Yeah,
I have to tell you that, you know, I didn't know about the Black Queen project from Nine Inch Nails. Is that a Trent Reznor exclusive project or what?
So, oh, man. This is Telefon Tel Aviv, Joshua from Telefon, which is my favorite artist of all time. The technician from Nine Inch Nails, and the singer from Dillinger Escape Plan. They started a three-piece group, and they're doing, it's like 80s synth. And it's like, oh, man, you got to look them up. You got to look up the Black Queen. It's just,
I'm totally looking that up.
Oh my gosh, you will drool. Trust me. It sounds nothing like Nine Inch Nails. But, you know, it's the tech from Nine Inch Nails. Like, he did all, like, the technical stuff. So, but Joshua was actually a guitarist of Nine Inch Nails for, like, one tour or something like that, for one, like, world tour. He was the guitarist. And then he left. And then, like, hey, let's do, like, a three-piece group. And then they started the Black Queen. And fuck, man, I'm blowing your mind. Anyways, see, I'm going on about somebody else.
Well, right on. Well, I was just thinking about how isn't that kind of how the Revolting Cocks got started? They had Trent Reznor, Al Jurgensen, and all these people just kind of came together and threw together a record, and it was.
Oh yeah, maybe it could just, easily. It could easily be another. Another one was Fortet and Richie. Oh my God, I'm going to butcher his last name. Is it Houghton or Houghton? Richie Houghton? Those are other two artists that I'm just like, oh man, Fortet managed to record an album with a jazz musician who he's never met before. Once. He met him that day. They got in a room together, recorded an entire album in one day. Never even, like, it was a jazz musician who was like 70 years old, who didn't know techno, and a techno guy who knew nothing about jazz, and they got together in one room, boom, recorded an album in one day. Like, that stuff just blows my mind, and that's what gets me like pumped. I'm just like, oh man, like, they could record an album one day, maybe I can do something cool, you know what I mean?
Where the magic's at, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. With that, what is the writing and creative process like for you when you sit down and get busy?
So I try to, it might be hard to visualize, it would be like I write my stuff out as if I'm like directing a movie. So it would be like the intro, like the first track, I'll settle on a note, and like that note will be the tone for the rest of the track. And think of like the first track in all of my releases, like all of my EPs, think of them as like trailers for like movies. So you listen to the intro and you're like, oh shit, this is only like a glimpse of what's to come in the rest of the tracks. And then you start listening to like other tracks, and it's the cinematic elements put into it only adds to the effect. But you think like I like throwing like the listeners for a complete loop, so they'll be like, you think it's going to be the same chorus again, but I completely like switch it up. So that's like another thing I will always switch it up in the second half, because I'm like, if you've gotten like that far, it's like reward your listeners. You know what I mean? They want to hear the same thing again, like the same chorus right. twice. You know what I mean? So it's like thrown for a curveball. So it's like I've gotten people on my SoundCloud being like, "Shit, I didn't expect this. Like I expected you to copy and paste the first chorus to you know into the second bit," and I was just like, "No fucking way." I'm like, I'm completely fucking switching this shit up. I'm just like, yeah, that's what the creative process honestly starts with, like one note and like that one or like one like really neat bass. And I'm like, that sets the tone. I'm like, that's it. And then the rest of it just like, once you get the beginning, then it's like, boom, the rest of it just comes natural. Of course, you get like writer's block sometimes, but that's easy enough to overcome. But yeah, but the IDM and Witch House and combining these things, man, it takes really, really long time to like mix. That's what I'm telling people. I'm just like, don't like expect anything for a while, because like this shit takes a really long time to mix. Yeah. It's as complicated as it sounds. Like if you're
because it is. It has a very rich and complicated.
Yeah.
Sound.
Yep. If you can imagine the sound file, like the project file, as like, you know what I mean. If you're thinking of it, it's probably as chaotic as you're thinking it is. It's really, really like it's a complete mess. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Whenever I hear like the stuff that I hear from you previously, it sounds like you've got several things going on, and not just like you got left and right on the drums, guitars. You've got layers and layers of things that are cooperating together very dynamically.
Yeah, and you got to make sure those things don't like collide. You know, like you know what I mean. It's good to have, but sometimes like I'll land on something that sounds like really, really cool, but I'm like, that's too much.
Like, right. Well, overkill it. Yeah,
I don't want to overkill it. I can't overkill it. Yeah, but yeah, no, that's a creative process. Think of it as a movie.
Yeah, the resolution to set you to rest. That's
yeah. And then you got the curveball. You know, every movie has a curveball.
Yes.
Yeah. See, it's exactly. You listen to my stuff, and it's like a fucking movie. Yeah. Even
that's badass.
Yeah, like everything from like my album art, like the EP art, to like the names of my tracks, to like really like everything like tells a story. There is a story behind this. Like there is an ending to Globe Cage. I already know where the Globe Cage is going to end and never produce again. And
wow.
Yeah. There's an ending, and I already know where it's going to be. And after that point, I'm not producing anymore. That's it. And so, because
wow.
Anything I produce past that isn't going to be up to par with my previous stuff. There's like going to come to a point where I'm just like, I'm done. No, obviously I'll play live and stuff like that, but like I see the end. I 100% know where the end is. So where the end is, I'm not going to tell. But
right. You can't, you know, you don't want to spoil the ending.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil the ending. Yeah, but there is an ending. Yeah, that will no longer.
So
yeah.
How long has Globe Cage been going so far? How many years have you been building Globe Cage?
2 years.
2 years?
Oh, yeah, 2 years. 2 years is, yeah, 2 years. Yeah, because at least the first EP in January, and yeah, I released Jareth in January and Corey in December. Yeah, they're like exactly a year apart. I think if you go into my SoundCloud, one says 2 years and the other, the one below it says like 1 year. Yeah, but that's why I'm telling people, I'm like, hey guys, just because this shit's old doesn't mean I'm not active. Like I'm still like very much active. You know what I mean?
I am working
my ass off still, like mixing and stuff like that. But I'm like letting people know, like guys, like I'm not like I didn't abandon this project. I'm still here. Yeah.
It's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So with all that, what has been your best gig or best live show?
I've never done a live show.
No, never, no live show.
Never done a live show. I am waiting for, I'm waiting because I am, I guess I can say it, whatever. I am reopening both EPs. So they're going to have the same structure, but they're going to be like, think of it as like upgraded. Like it's going to be like everything's going to be because my stuff isn't mastered and like I can't master. I got to send it out for mastering. But this is going to be mastered. It's going to be reopened. So it's going to be like a new rendition on the original tracks, and the original tracks are no longer going to be available. So it's all going to be replaced. So it's like if the stuff you're hearing now, like get it now, because I mean, soon, probably this year, hopefully this year or the beginning of next year, they're all going to be released with the reopened version. So it's all going to be mastered and reopened and like really like, it's hard. It's the only way I can explain it is like a director's cut of a movie. How it's like the same movie, but it's different. You know what I mean? Think of it as a director's cut. A director's cut that's better than the original. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Now I'm thinking of the first time I got the Natural Born Killers director's cut. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, there's just more good stuff in
there. Yeah, I think when I think of director's cut, I think of that horrible director's cut, that Donnie Darko movie. have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, really, really? Okay, really dark movie. Now, shitty director's cut. Really bad. Oh my God, it's horrible. I was going to watch it with my girlfriend. And I was like, oh, download it. Just, you know what I mean? Just find a stream online. She finds it. And like the opening scene is the Killing Moon. And like the song is so freaking cool. And another song came up. I was like, this isn't it. This is a director's cut. This is garbage. I'm like, it's not Killing Moon. Find another one. Yeah. But no, that's it. That's a perfect way of describing it. It's a director's cut of the original, but it's 100% going to be better than the original.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. So, oh,
fuck yeah, it's going to be cool.
Everybody's got to get the current stuff now.
Yeah, the current stuff,
it goes,
it's
going to
be
away.
Gone. Oh, yeah, it's 100% I'm replacing it. You got to get the first, yeah, the stuff that's out now, because I'll make a post about that. But it's like right now, I'm just finishing up one track, and then the one track's taken me like a month and a half. So it's like, it's going to take me a while. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just go back to that. You're working your ass off here.
Yeah, like working my ass off. Yeah, more like coming home, working on music for maybe like 15 minutes, and then like, I don't know, watching, freaking dicking around on YouTube for the rest of the night. But yeah, again, I only do music when I absolutely feel like I'll never force myself to do music. I'll never force myself to mix.
Well, the good part is that way you're inspired when you are working.
Exactly. Like, I want to do it. Yeah, there's some days where I just don't want to fucking do it. And I'll just open up the program. I'll open up I'll just open up my software. And I'll just leave it there. I'm like, at least you opened up the fucking program today, dude. I'm like, at least you just opened it up. I'm like, it's something. I'm like, maybe tomorrow you can, like, you know what I mean, actually open up the project file. Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's probably times when you sit there and you binge on it and you just, you're hammering it.
In the zone. Oh, yeah. 100% in the fucking zone. Yeah, I just feel so sorry for the guy that's got to master this shit. I feel so sorry for him. Oh, my God, the engineer.
So what, at the end of the day, what would you like the unsigned podcast listeners to know about you and your music?
That was about it. That something's new's coming. I want them to know that Globe Cage has an ending, and it will end, and it will not go any further. And that, yeah, I just really want to pitch that re-release, a reopening of the both EPs. Seriously, get ready for that shit. It's like gonna be fucking mind blowing. When I'm listening to it, like the intro, I already have the intro done. Or no, I already have like the first, I think it's like 20 seconds of the intro. I'm like, oh man, like I'm getting hyped. Like I'm like hyped. I'm like, oh my God, like I can't wait for this to be released. I'm like, I want this to be done. You know what I mean?
I want more.
Yeah, like I want more. Yeah, but no, that's yeah, no, that's pretty much. I'm gonna forget something. Watch, we're gonna finish this interview, and I'm gonna be like, oh shit, I should have pitched that.
Yeah. Well, we can always throw it into the show notes and add it as a little bit. After that, no problem.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's the track that we're going to listen to on the podcast?
You're going to listen to, give me one second. We'll just edit this dead air. It's no big deal.
It's just dead air.
Yeah. Disgrace.
Disgrace. All right.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've been working really hard on Vanquished. And I'm just like, it's not Vanquished. It's not Vanquished. I'm like, it's another name. I'm just like, all I've been thinking about right now is Vanquished. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, for a month and a half, that's all I've been worrying about. So I was just like, what other songs can we listen to? I'm like, what are the other songs?
You know what I mean?
Where are the other tracks?
There were some other songs.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, there are other tracks. And I'm like, what are their names?
Little Tunnel Vision. Just Tunnel Vision. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. That's basically it. But, man, yeah, this has been awesome. This is
yeah,
great.
Lewis, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast and telling us about the project. It's an excellent project. And if even just hitting the Instagram and hit some of the short videos and the music, man, it is cool stuff. It's just really killer.
Thank you so much. Thanks.